White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 31, 1902. Dear son Edson, I received your letter but could not feel at liberty to telegraph. I had written you several pages to copy but cannot find them after hunting in every place I can think of. I will say I shall be able, I think, to furnish something for you, but must have clear light what to do. I do not want to move hastily at all, but I have the comfort of the Spirit of God. Now I say, just watch and pray and trust His living word. His hand is upon the wheel, and He will turn the vessel as He pleases. I slept little last night. I was taken from company to company, bearing a decided testimony in regard to the men who are spoken of in Ezekiel 9. This was given me to speak upon. I also spoke upon chapter 10. My son, move very carefully. Take Christ's yoke and learn of Him. He invites all who will to take His yoke. Learn of me, He pleads, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. There will be no dearth of matter to print, but there is another question involved. I cannot advise you to remain in Nashville with the present company associated together, who are so determined to introduce this evil leaven in the meal. We have but little time to work. The judgments of God are in our land, and there are places where your message, given you of God, will be received. But look to the Lord now with all your being. After breakfast, or just at breakfast, Sarah has told me the terrible news, that a telegram is received by the sanitarium that the Battle Creek Publishing House is burned to the ground. Oh, I am feeling so sad, because it is that the Lord has permitted this, because His people would not hear His warnings, and repent, and be converted, that He should heal them. Many have despised the words of warning. Oh, how sad it is, how large the loss is, of books and furniture and facilities, we know not. May the Lord have mercy upon us, is my prayer. We know not how this will affect your meeting, but we hope it will have the effect of humbling hearts, and that those who have been reproved may see that the Lord means that there shall be altogether a different state of things. And how far He may still signify His correcting hand is upon His people, we cannot determine, but let us all humble our hearts before God and learn the lessons that He will teach us. We are living in a most solemn period of this earth's history. I hope that these things will be taken to heart and that the Lord will have mercy upon us. Now I can write no more. I am about sick today. And what next, I ask, is coming? I will not try now to write any more, as this may change the whole features of your meeting and astonish and break many hearts. Tell Brother Butler I have a letter nearly done for him, but I am not able to finish it. Much love, Mother.